Good afternoon. For recovered softball fans, we are here at Lady Indians Ballpark, and they are playing the Jay County Patriots. We're just getting started here. It was a little touchy getting everything rolling. You can't hear me?
No.
Oh, shocker. Well, Joe, I can hear you.
I can hear myself and the thing, so we'll keep going like that.
Can you hear me?
No.
Okay, that's you. Now, can you hear me? Sorry, everybody, we're rolling with this. Okay, we're going to go for this. Sorry about that rough start. This is Jill Ranley, and Joe Kanapke's here. The Lady Indians are playing Jay County Patriots. The Indians have been on quite a roll, but we will get caught up with that later. For the moment, thank you for bearing with me. Neil wasn't here to help me through the setup, so a little bit rough, but we got it now.
We're already started here in the top of the first inning with Maddie Brown, the defensive player, or in softball, ladies softball. It's a whole new term for me. It is, because usually they call it like a DH.
Right.
But this player can come in at any time without a switch.
Okay.
So then they have another girl that is the flex player.
Gotcha. Like a flex. Oh, right down third baseline. Looks like fair ball to me, and she rounds first.
Allison Kanapke throws the ball in to Callie Wanda. So we got one leadoff base hit for the Lady Patriots. And Olivia Bright, the second baseman, is now a batter. Olivia Bright.
All right, so I'm not real sure what Jay County's record is at the moment, but we
I think they're doing pretty good.
Are they? Awesome. Oh, Chris says 3-1
from
Mr. Official Chris Shantz. So we're saying 3-1. The Indians right now are 10-2.
10-2.
And 1-0 in the MAC, right?
1-7 in a row.
They have had an awesome week since we've been here last. I got to say that. I haven't been at the games, but I've seen the Twitter feeds, so I figured Joe will get us caught up. And a shot up to Rob Whitefield. Sorry about that.
Abby Kanapke in there.
Dropped right in front of her, but that was a tough one to get to.
Yes, I'm looking. That's the first time that Abby has started in right field.
Okay.
So that is a base hit, and that brings up Aubrey Sweeterman here. Aubrey Sweeterman, your batter.
So Jake County has runners right now on first and second. No outs. This is just the top of the first inning. We were just getting started. Sorry we got to you so late. I had a couple issues setting things up. Hopefully you can hear this okay.
So the Indians start off defensively. The battery, Sophie Pierce is starting pitcher. Maddie Guckendorf is the starting catcher. First base, Jackie Holman. Second base, freshman, Callie Wendell. Shortstop, junior, Chloe Greason. Third baseman, senior, Brenna Holman. Ball hit to Chloe Greason.
Nice
job. She's going to force a third. So now we have one out with 2-1. Sweeterman's going to get the first on a fielder's choice.
We needed that, got the lead runner out, so we're back to runners on first and second again. There we go.
Brenna Sweeterman, your batter.
I haven't had a chance to get my lineup in my book yet, so Joe, it's you and whatever Chris tells us for now.
I think we're good now.
I was throwing cords and cables everywhere, but hopefully, we're coming through okay.
Let's finish the rest of the Indians defense. It looks like Allison Kanapke in left, Kinsey Garkey in center, Abby Kanapke in right.
All right.
And?
Oh, man, that was close.
So, Drake County stole third base, and that was Olivia Bright who took third base. Aubrey Sweeterman stayed at first, so now it's first and third with one out. Here at the top of the first.
It was pretty close on that throw.
It was.
They almost had her, but I wasn't sure what they were going to call.
That'd been big.
All right, who did you say is playing third base today? That's Brenna, right?
That's Brenna.
Okay.
Brenna's at third.
I got to get used to all these girls again.
Brenna and Maddie will switch off pretty much every other game.
Okay. I was saying, it looked like this last game I was at, and I wondered. Right. Nice pitch. Maddie is not going to throw it, which is a great decision. With runners on first and third like that, if you're not real aware of how things work in softball, usually they try to get that catcher to throw the ball and then sneak the runner on third home. It doesn't work too often, but every now and then.
every once in a while to play. What's really tough about it is that it's 6 foot baseline.
Right. There's just not a lot of time in there.
Right. So right now, Sophie's 2-2 on the Lady Patriots cleanup hitter, Renna Sweeterman. Indian fans listen along that go to the basketball games too and the volleyball games.
Nice pick.
And everything. Hit hard to center field. That's going to find the fence. Going to score 2 runs. Renna is on her way to second base. Patriots take a 2-0 lead. It's going to win it off the first.
Oh, and the ball gets loose a little bit, but runner stays on 2. That looked like maybe a changeup. That's what I was thinking. She was ready for it, though. Yep, I think so, too. Her timing looked pretty good on that.
So, 2 runs in now, and Maddie Fraley. You're about it. Maddie Fraley, you're about it.
That's high pitch. I'm trying to get her swinging.
That stuff falling all over the place.
I am a hot mess over here. It's rough. You walked into it.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
Don't anybody tell Neil, okay?
Okay. So, Fraley is your batter. 1 out, 2 in. Runner on second. Here at the top of the first inning. So, Pearson with a pitch.
1 out, pop
five,
up.
Fly ball.
Looking Kenzie. Short.
Can't get to it. Abby Knappy now going to throw it in. That's going to score a run. Stand up double for Fraley. Jay County now with a 3-0 lead over our Lady Indians.
They are starting out with some good hits, and Kenzie went all out for that one. She dove for it, but just couldn't quite get there quick enough. There's a little bit of a wind tonight, so that might be a little bit of a factor, especially on those fly balls, making them look like they're coming one direction and then switching there at the end.
Yeah, wind's out of the northwest, so that was pushing it away from Kenzie.
Very nice pitch by Sophie.
Now our score 3-0. That was a strike on the outside corner. And Riley Brewster is now our batter. Riley's a shortstop for the Lady Patriots. Indians need an out here.
Looks like maybe change another changeup. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. So she but soaks up 0-2 right now.
Awesome. Her changeup isn't quite as man, the last game I was at, who were we playing? Can you remember the name? But the changeup. Yep, Sinewall. The changeup was pretty obvious it was coming. Sophie has a nice changeup. You can't see it much on her
Blackhawks, race. But Jay County is in another tier of
gotcha.
Softball. A very good softball team.
And like you said, they've only played, what, 4 games?
Yes.
Oh, struck her out.
Right. So Maddie makes the tag, so now we got 2 out in the inning, and that was on a called 3rd strike.
Maddie
so Haley
just...
Gillette, now your batter, she is the center fielder. Haley Gillette.
Maddie was just playing it safe there with the tag. She dropped the ball, I believe, after the pitch, maybe. So she just tagged her to make sure.
She did. She did. But once the runner gives herself up, so she walks out of the batter's box the other way.
It should be done.
She's out.
Yep. Right. So she would have probably been out either way, but I like Maddie's thinking. You sure don't want to mess off on something like that.
Absolutely. So our score is still 3-0 here in the top of the first. There's 2 outs. Sophie Pearson with a 1-0 count.
Nice pitch.
Nice pitch right down the middle. Gillette was looking at it. Gillette is the 6th batter in the lineup. On deck is Haley Clayton, the pitcher.
And it looks like Gillette is a senior for Jay County. A little bit outside.
She's changing speeds. That's
yep.
Nice. And I couldn't tell whether that was a... There's so many different pitches. There's a rise ball.
I was just going to say, don't say rise. A rise is so hard to pitch.
Yeah.
You don't see them very often, but when a girl masters that, they can do anything. Nice pitch.
She'll foul that off that. Out of play. When we played Ansonia, they had a pitcher who threw a rise ball.
Did she?
And it handcuffs.
It is tough. It is a tough pitch to master, right. And it's a tough pitch to hit.
So 2-2 our count now with 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Sophie checking the sign. Runner on second base for Jay County. The pitch.
Oh, nice.
Tried to change up. Nice dig by Maddie.
Sure was. She released it a little bit too early. She might have hit her arm and her leg a little funky, and it kind of rolled across the plate, but Maddie stayed behind it, in front of it, whatever you want to say, and nice stop there.
Well, I really think it And I don't know for a fact because none of my daughters pitch, but I think it would be tougher with her hands getting cold.
Definitely true.
The throw grounded to shortstop Chloe Breezy, threw to Jackie Homan at first base, and that's her inning.
Chloe fielded that just perfectly right there to get the third out, and we are going to go to commercial here, and we'll be back. Maybe we're going to go to commercial, Joe. This is, I'm sweating. Yikes. Why is this not going? Can you hear that? It shows it's playing, but I don't hear it. On is off. Mm-hmm. We heard him last time, right?
Only on offense.
Well, I'm having trouble getting the commercials to play, which is not a big shock the way the night's been going. So you're just going to have to listen to us for a second here. We do have a couple things coming up this week. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians play at home, I believe. And they play Anna.
Yes, they play Anna.
Correct?
At home.
5 o'clock start, I assume.
Yes.
So that would be tomorrow night. Hopefully it's not quite as windy as tonight. I sure would appreciate that. Tonight, baseball boys are at New Bremen, or New Knoxville, I'm sorry. That one is broadcast on FR Radio. Looks like we have a couple games on Saturday. Softball quad at Salina. 2 games. First game scheduled at 2 o'clock, so I assume there's going to be 4 teams there. And they'll probably play a game, have a little break, play another game. Those are always fun.
Rumor has it we are playing Lincoln View.
Okay.
Crestview.
All right.
But only a rumor.
Okay.
Can't confirm that. That was not from our official source.
Joe is officially saying that's who we're playing. All right, so Jay County, I've got to check all this out and see who's on the mound. We're going to go with whatever Joe tells us.
Third baseman, Brenna Holman, is now our batter. Clayton is the pitcher for Jay County.
Jay County?
Haley Clayton.
Haley Clayton, looks like she's a junior?
Yes, and she will lead off the next inning. For the Lady Patriots in the top of the second. It looks cold. I'm not lying to you.
I can't say I blame her.
No. A little northwest wind here. It's acting like April again.
Yeah. And when they, it depends when they played last. You never know what the weather might have looked like.
Exactly. I know when we played Tuesday night versus Parkway, it was windy.
But it was a little bit warmer, wasn't it, Tuesday?
Yeah. It was in the 60s.
Oh, man. I wish we had a runner on for that.
Brown with a 2-0. 2-0, 2 balls, no strikes. Brenna's up in the top. Last pitch went by the catcher. I have to do a little bit better job for you here on going by pitch.
Get there. Nice Brenna
hit. Brenna with a pass to the shortstop. Sweden. No, no, the shortstop's not Sweden. That's one out in the inning. Brenna grounds out to the shortstop, so 6-3. That brings up Jackie Homan. Chloe Breezy on deck. The game was Parkway, and I got to talk about it because I know we haven't beat. I don't know if that.
How long has it been?
I don't know if we ever have. I know that one year we won the MAC.
When
the Ramble girls were playing and some other ones. That's the ones
when,
I remember.
When Al Sutter was pitching, maybe?
I think so, but I'm not positive. Strike to Jackie. She's now down 0-2.
I don't know if
right
we beat Parkway or not, but I sure was excited to see that the other day.
Oh, it was huge.
I can't imagine. I tried to get Olivia to give me a scoop. She wasn't at the game. Oh nice field. The ball to take third base. Okay.
And third baseman makes a wild throw to the first baseman. First baseman steps up to tag Jackie. Slight collision going there.
Yep. For just a second, first baseman.
5-3.
She had to pull her. Had I pull her foot off the base, I thought, there, just for a minute, Jackie was going to get by her, but she hung tight. Jay County team's looking pretty tough right now.
Well, we're hitting it right at them.
True.
Chloe Greasy, she's going to foul him straight back, so now she's down the line. To be quite honest with you, this is looking a lot like our first inning. We came out, grabbed 3 runs in the top half of the first against Parkway. Our girls were jacked.
Really?
You could just flat out.
You could feel it.
Yep. And then they ended up getting 1 run, but they were hitting the ball. They were just hitting it right at us.
Yeah.
And they did a real good job. You know what I'm saying? And we got the momentum.
Parkway always does.
Right.
It, and it sounds like the pitcher was, just from my official, unofficial first period study hall source, she said the pitcher was very similar to the one they faced earlier. So they kind of seemed to hit off her well.
She was a good pitcher.
Parkway's always got good pitchers and good hitters.
Yeah, they threw 3 of them, and all 3 of them did well through strikes. It was just our girls were hitting.
They were just hitting it right where they needed to.
And that's the game. So right now, it's 1-2 count to Chloe. She strikes out swinging.
Strikes out swinging. Good effort. We're going to try this commercial thing again, and we'll see if we can be back. But I just turned us down. It shows that it's playing, so I'm just going to stick stuff on there, I guess. Maybe it's playing?
Joe, why don't we do this?
I know, I was just thinking that. My sister's probably listening, and I was just going to tell her, hey, I don't know what's going on. Back. I have no idea if you could hear that commercial or not, because we are not hearing it, so I am doing something.
Haley Clayton, your batter. For the Jay County Patriots, as we mentioned earlier, she was the pitcher. And now she's leading off for them here in the top of the second. Well, slowly hit back up to Sophie, the pitcher. She's going to underhand it to Jackie, one out in the inning.
Nice job. Nice to get that first out. It'd be great to have 1-2-3 this inning for us.
Coming up now for Jay County, catcher Maddie Rinker is your batter. She is the 8th batter in the lineup. And I know she is the 9th batter in the lineup. I have Jay County's front fire, the right fielder.
A swing Maddie and a miss. Nice pitch there by Sophie.
Up 0-1.
So once again, we are just at the top of the second inning here. Fort Recovery's playing Jay County Patriots. Oh, nice. There we go. Finally rolled foul. That one was hit toward Brenna Holman. I would say at her, but it was a slow roller, so she came up on it and waited for it to roll foul. For a second there, I didn't think it was going to go.
No, especially with the wind coming from that way.
Yep, it was just kind of sitting.
So Sophie right now at 0-2. What she goes to. Lady Indians moving on the pitch.
Nice stop by Maddie.
Not a bad pitch. Nothing wrong with hitting the plate there. Down 0-2, sometimes it's a quick swing of things you should.
And sometimes those are good ones. People like them.
Yep, absolutely.
She is kind of far back in the box. A little bit. Nice pitch strike. There we go. Man, Sophie looks like she's determined now.
So now it brings up the top of Jay County's lineup.
So we've got 2 outs.
Taylor Brown is our batter. Taylor led off with a base hit.
2 outs with a 1 outfield on down.
Sophie did a really nice Jackie did too. I'm trying to think the last time Soph pitched Monday night. See, we played Monday, Tuesday. This will be Thursday. We play tomorrow, and we play 2 on Saturday.
And you played last Saturday since I watched you last. So nice one right back to Sophie. Nice little soft pass there, Jackie.
Let's go hit.
Three up, three down. That's exactly what we needed. So we're going to try this commercial thing one more time. And we will be back. Doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Left click. And it's not playing. Oh, okay. Play.
Come down. Yep, we got it. I'm trying to get Michelle to listen to it over there.
Is that, that's boys probably. We're on Sports Stream 2. We're on Sports Stream 2. I have no clue what ones I'm playing, and then add to...
Stream 2, is that on FR Radio?
Yep, yep.
All right, I might let you get to that.
I have no clue. I'm going to give my book to Jenna so I can at least get some work down to show it down for me, because I ain't got nothing.
All right, coming up to lead off here in the bottom of the second inning, it'll be Sophie Pearson, the pitcher. I know, my bad. It'll be Maddie Guckenbiller. Didn't look at my book correctly. Maddie Guckenbiller will be our leadoff. Catcher, Maddie Guckenbiller. Following Maddie will be Sophie. And then I believe it'll be Kinsey Garfield. Maddie, or Sophie is a sophomore, Maddie is a sophomore, and Kinsey is a freshman. The Lady Indians are young. That's Clayton looks and fires. Strike one. Looked like it fell high, but a little bit inside, so Soph took it. She, or pardon me, Maddie. Gosh dang it, I said it again. Maddie or batter. That's hit high. Second base. One out in the inning. So Maddie flies out to the second baseman. 4-1 out. Sophie now about it. Kinsey Greasup on deck. Indians need to get something wrong here. Really doesn't.
We sure do.
And I'm not putting, but Clayton doesn't look like she's really being tough with the pitcher. Maybe she's just mixing it up.
It could be.
Not sure. So that was high for ball one. Sophie hit the ball hard on Tuesday night. It's the same lady pitcher with the umpire that holds a little strike.
Yep.
So it is 1-1 count. That's hit hard.
Man, nice hit.
Find the gap. Find the gap.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Sits down there. Was a little close.
Sophie's on her horse. She might get her inside the park right now. We got girls hurt.
Oh yeah, they're look. Ooh, yeah, they are.
Yes, they are. Sophie with a stand up. Yep. Oh, we're about to hit the plate. We're about to hit the plate.
Oh, there we go, Joe. She heard just Sophie with an in-the-park home run. The girl is up now. There was a little bit of a collision out there between right field and center field, trying to get to that ball. So for now, we're just going to go to commercial while we're hanging out. Watch your fingers. But the commercials are playing.
Hear it, what's going on? They just keep replaying what we said.
Yeah. I don't hear commercials. Alright. I gotta figure this out. Oh, here, we're gonna try it again.
I do this side now. Here now. I got the breathing thing under control, though. I'm good at that.
We got people laughing out there. That's a good deal. Who am I with you?
Okay. So I need glasses to put them in my truck. I'm old.
We can't eat here, so what are we picking up?
I got glasses inside my truck, probably around in the middle, somewhere in there.
Your truck's not locked?
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, so commercials are not working. He can still hear us through something, so something is not right, but we're just going to have to talk through, I guess.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, so we did just figure out that, yeah, commercials aren't working. Sorry about that. I am doing something wrong. And she's up and moving.
She is running into the dugout.
Yep.
The right fielder is running into the dugout. That was Maddie at Azari. So the Indians, Lady Indians, Kinsey Gorky, now your daughter.
All right, so
one out, here in the bottom of the second inning.
Thank you,
Kirsten Paul. Thank you, Kirsten Paul. One in between the fielders. It was kind of a lot like Kinsey, the same fly ball that went to right center field between Kinsey Gorky and Abby Matthews. Except they didn't get the jump on it, and one was close to it, so there wasn't any. Collision out there, but looks like the Lady Patriots. I'm going to try to get a name for you. Number 11. Oh, Kinsey Gorky.
Nice score.
Center field.
Center field. The girl fields it pretty clean. Kinsey downs first, but heads on back.
Hits are contagious.
Nice job. We need this. We need a little bit of something to light this fire right now.
We do. We got Abby Knappy. Now you're batting. We see it followed by Callie Wendell, a second baseman. Abby, a sophomore, playing right field tonight.
Did she call that one a strike? It was low, but nope,
no.
She did call it a ball. Okay.
Must have been inside.
I think maybe it was.
Yeah. The Lady Indians have one out.
It's a good eye on Abby there.
One in, one on. Abby, your batter. Abby can ask you about it. Callie Wendell on deck. Abby pulls it down the line.
Nice.
And she's safe.
So she hits it right there to third base, and man, she just bobbled it around. It was a hard hit. Bounced off her glove and made her way to first base.
I need one right now.
So we have girls runners on first and second right now. We've got one out, and we're in the bottom of the second inning.
Kelly Wendell, our batter.
Score is 3-1. Jay County is leading by two, but boy, we got those two runs on first and second right now. We'll take it.
See what the Lady Indians can do. They've been looking at it pretty hard. That's high. We got Kenzie Gulkey, the freshman, on second base. Kenzie with a bullet of a hit.
Nice head.
Abby Caffey at first base. She hit it really hard down the third base line. Went off the glove of the third baseman over to the green. Okay, Callie with the swing and miss just under the pitch. 1-1 now.
A little bit of a high pitch there. The pitcher was aiming for her eyes, I'm sure, trying to get her to swing.
Go here in the bottom of the second inning.
Now, I sure don't want to jinx this, but boy, our girls have been hitting really well for the last week. I'm not even sure how many home runs, but I know there was quite a few, so hopefully we get that started tonight again.
Absolutely. Callie takes a ball high, 2-1 now count. The little bit that I did get to see, check out Jay County on the internet a little bit. It looks like Clayton does almost all of their pitching.
Okay. Ooh, that was a little bit low, but she calls it a strike, which is no surprise.
Yep, she's been pretty consistent with that. So Callie has a 2-2 count now. Looks like left fielder Allison Knappy on deck.
All right, and it looks like you said, so Gillette usually does all their pitching. She's a senior. Eventually, I'm sure they'll rotate out. But nice hit! Maybe to the center field. Darn it, she catches it and gets it in. Oop, it's still a little bit loose. I was going to say get it in play. Nobody really had a chance to tag up or anything to get extra base on that. It was a good hit by Callie, though. It really went out there. But unfortunately, center fielder was right under the ball. So we've got two outs at the moment, and we have runs on first and second. Down by two, and who's up, Joe?
Allison Knapp,
oh,
the left fielder.
Gotcha.
See if Allison can put the ball on it.
Oh, ball?
Ball high.
Yep. I am so discombobulated, I don't even have a book. So we're just going to
we're
going to assume Joe is correct, and he usually is, I'm finding out.
I don't know about that.
After right. last week's game, I said you were the first man I met that can multitask.
Oh. It's my job.
Just a little foul ball. Kind of rolled behind the catcher. Nothing hurt there. Too bad.
One now count. Boy, if Allison could pull the ball a little bit, there's a huge gap. Oh, my gosh. Even right. Both the alleys are open right now.
They sure are.
It's the green. Kenzie will score for sure.
We could use that. Oh, nice hit. Puts it in the dirt right up the middle. Kenzie Downs, we got one. One in and one kind of. Okay, so what happened there was some pretty good base running, though. They were trying to be aggressive, and there was nothing wrong with that. We did get one run in, correct, yes. before the out, so they will yes. count that. Abby kind of rounded second, maybe just a little bit too far, and when they threw it, they just got her. She couldn't quite get under the tag, so that is the third out. But the score is looking better. It is 3-2, and that kind of got us fired up just a little bit. We had
and
some nice hits.
That was the bottom of her lineup, too. Which
All right,
huge.
So we're back to the top.
Right, next inning, we'll be back to the top of the lineup.
So let's check commercials one more time. Anybody making bets? Let's try. Negative O on the commercials. I'm gonna have to get another tutoring session from Neil on that one. It sure worked slick last week, but when Neil's standing right here, everything works slick, right?
Yes, it does. Olivia Bright, the second baseman.
A little bit of a low pitch. Looked like it was right at the center, but just a little bit too low.
Olivia Bright.
The plate. Sophie Pearson is on the mound once again for the Indians.
Olivia also had a base hit in the first inning. Here we are in the top of the third. Oh, slow roll of the Brenna. And
oh, that was so close. Once again, it's a little bit chilly out here, and I'm guessing her fingers are going a little bit numb, but yes. she had the ball in her hand and just kind of looked like she didn't even know she dropped it.
No, I don't think she did.
Still hung through and made a really nice throw to Jackie, but unfortunately didn't get there quite quick enough. So we have a runner on first.
So coming up for the Jay County Patriots, Aubrey Sweeterman, third baseman, is now a batter. Rennie Sweeterman on deck. The Lady Patriots have one on with nobody out here in the top of the third. Going.
Nice
throw.
Oh, well,
gotta pick it up, girls. Gotta pick it up. I believe that was right between the shoulder blades.
It sure was. That girl didn't even rub it.
I don't know. It's gonna be hard to rub that.
Well, I guess so.
She's a little bit behind her.
But she sure didn't flinch, though.
No, she did not. No, she did not. Now they have a runner on second. Still nobody else.
Not a bad throw. Just a little bit off there.
Line drive double off here would be really nice to get it. Heard rumor that the Lady Patriots had a big win last night. I saw Mr. Chance. He tweeted out that they were up 7-0 after one inning.
Jeez, on feet.
So they must have been scoring pretty well there. Sophie up 0-2.
So if they've only had four games and one was last night, they haven't had a whole lot of action. I mean,
right.
Game-wise.
Yep. So Sophie's still up 0-2. Lady Indians are behind by one. The Lady Patriots. Lady Patriots with a 3-2 lead here in the top of the third inning. Nobody out. One runner on second. Sophie Pearson with a pitch. Oh, nice. Oh, that's going to find the hole.
It's right between third and shortstop.
Yeah, get it in. Yeah, you got to hold it. Nice heads-up base running by Aubrey Sweeterman. She's going to get second base. In all honesty, because it got held on to a little bit too long left here.
I would have to agree with you there.
Yep,
but
you need to come up firing if somebody's not talking to her, throw it to the person in front of you.
Right, and you didn't hear a whole lot of chatter. I'm not sure anybody was letting her know that girl was going to second. But that's neither here nor there. So we are on to the next batter.
And that next batter is Renny Sweeterman.
Renny Sweeterman. Stopped there by Maddie keeping that ball in front of her. The pitch got a little bit loose, but boy, good thing she kept it in front of her.
Yeah, Renny kind of went after a bad pitch there. But Sophie up 0-1.
And once again,
that would be huge here.
That would be big. Our score is 3-2. Nice stop again by Maddie.
Sophie gave her the same pitch. She just didn't swing that time.
True. Where are we at in their lineup, Joe? Are we towards the top?
This is their cleanup hitter.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Right. Maddie Freely. Yes, Maddie Freely on deck.
Nice hit. High to center. Kinsey's got it, fires it in. Looks like a runner's going to make it home. We advance our other runner to third base. But nothing wrong with the fielding as far as Kinsey. She fielded that really clean and knew right where to head with it. But unfortunately, that gives Jay County a 2-run lead.
Yes. 4-2 now here in the top of the third inning. And that brings up Maddie Fraley, center fielder for the Jay County Patriots. Maddie, last time up, had a double to right center field. Not a big girl by any means, but she hit it hard last time up.
Maddie Fraley, freshman. Oh, nice pitch, swinging a little bit of a foul tip there.
Sophie up 0-2 again. So we got a runner at third with one out here in the top of the third. One run in. Ground ball to the pitcher, a hard ground ball to the pitcher. Be really nice. Play the first. And see if that third baseman is seen. Wants to try to make the third out.
Oh, and she is going home. Ball just gets past Maddie there a little bit. Bounced off her glove. And boy, these Patriots sure are aggressive on the bases.
Well, they know they're playing softball.
They are, exactly.
Any little mistake, it'll burn you.
Yep. And I just am totally for that. Be aggressive.
Right. No, they're playing well. It's the game, right? Baseball, softball, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Make an error, they'll usually bite you. Walk somebody, it'll bite you.
Yeah, hopefully we can just strike this one out and we'll do it for 2 outs here.
I think this is the third or fourth batter Sophie was 0-2 on. Now 1-2.
Yep.
Now 2-2. Excuse me, 2-2, yep. But she was 0-2. See if she can put a little something on it. Get this keg for the lady.
And like you said, this one, her hand is, I can see it red from here.
It's just a little chilly.
Me too.
It is cold out.
Nice pitch. Gets her swing in.
2 outs now in the inning.
Good job by Sophie Pearson keeping her head in that. That gets really tough when you have a runner go through there, and she didn't let that get to her.
So coming up for the Lady Patriots, shortstop Riley Brewster.
Looks like Riley is a senior for Jay County. And
how many seniors the Lady Patriots get on the roster?
I don't know. Let me count that up. Ooh, high pitch. Nice stop there by Maddie. They have 1, 2, 3, 4. They have 4 seniors. So I'm not sure how many we have seen in play tonight. Once again, I don't even have a book ready.
That's all right.
But they have a lot of upperclassmen. It looks like there's nice hit.
Come on, Brennan. Scoop. So she hit it to third. Brenna Holman with a nice play. And she goes to first base for the third out in the inning.
I am glad to be out of that inning.
Yes, absolutely. So 5-3. 3 outs. But the Lady Patriots grab 2 more. And after 2.5 complete, our score is now 5-2. Jay County over our Lady Indians.
All right. And I think I'm just going to give up book commercials. We're just going to do some talking here. So we talked a little bit about the games that we have Friday and Saturday. Didn't quite get to the baseball team. They host South Adams on Saturday. It's a doubleheader. Game starts at 11, and that's a home game. So sounds like it's going to be decent weather, I believe, this weekend. So if you're not doing anything, come and watch the baseball team. It will also be broadcast on FR Radio Saturday. Once again, I said that starts at 11. Our next softball broadcast will be next Thursday. We play St. Henry. I don't know a ton about St. Henry, how they've been doing this year, but a lot of the MAC teams, there haven't been a whole lot of MAC teams playing each other yet, so it's kind of fun to get into that part of the lineup, at least from my perspective. You can call it fun or stressful, I don't know.
Right, many every night's a new night, right? But I believe St. Henry got beat by Marion.
Okay.
I don't know if that was a league game or not, but I know they did get beat by, as a matter of fact, they got run ruled by New Bremen.
I think I heard that from your daughter.
Yes. And last night, Versailles played Parkway. I did not get to see a score on that. I wish I could have, but it would be interesting because I see, number one, how Parkway bounces back.
True. Yep.
And I've heard Versailles is pretty decent too, as usual. Mac's always going to be tough.
Yeah.
So, leading off for our Lady Indians, third baseman Brenna Coleman. So, she's the top of our lineup.
And Brenna's had quite a few hits this week. Like I said, I follow along on. Oh, nice hit to center field.
No.
Oh, no. She got it. Yes. Go, Brenna. She's going to have to get down. Man, that was a nice turn. It sure looked like it was hitting a gap, but their center fielder, she made her way to it, and thankfully it bounced out of her glove. But Brenna, she trucked it around to second base and made it. So nice job by Brenna. Great hit and great base running.
First baseman Jackie Holman is now our batter. Jackie in the first inning, grounded to third.
Pop up and looks
get
real
play, get
short.
Out play, get out of play, get out of play. Nope. No. 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 Third baseman. Now one out in.
Foul ball, hopefully. We were kind of hoping it was going to go out over the dugout, but didn't happen. Both Brenna and Jackie have had some heck of a hits from what I have seen this past week.
Yeah, in the Parkway game, Jackie had a double, two doubles, and a home run. Brenna had four hits. That ball is high. So 1-0 now our count. Chloe gets a little hit here. Gets on base. Maddie gets up. She can tie this up. The Lady Indians going in, as I was kind of talking about the Parkway game a little bit. We ended up getting up like 7-1 going into the top of the sixth inning. Started off just like this. Brenna starts with a base hit. Jackie gets a two-run homer.
Oh, my goodness.
Chloe gets a base hit. Maddie hits a two-run homer. Now we're up 11-1.
Oh, my goodness. Nice hard hit by Chloe. Right to the pitcher.
Sorry. That is a no-no. So 1-3. And that is going to move Brenna to third base. Maddie Guggenbiller. I believe Maddie had several hits also on Tuesday night.
Yep, I just see a lot of those names.
Two outs, runner on third here in the bottom of the third inning.
A little bit of a high pitch. Maddie swings, gets a strike for the first pitch. Once again, the score is 5-2. Jay County is leading the Indians, but this for sure is a tough game. Nobody's going to come out of here with an easy win, that's for sure.
No. And Maddie just missed that pitch. She was on it timing-wise.
There we go. Now she got
that's
it.
A home.
All right, that one heads out to left field.
Score Brenna Holman.
She's rounding it, looking at second, but a nice clean fielding by the left fielder. She had to kind of cross over and scoop that one up. So stops Maddie on first base, and Brenna comes in. We are at 5-3.
So Sophie Pearson now your hitter. Sophie had that hard shot in between right center and right field last night for the inside the park home run. And it looks like we're going to have Nancy Shinneberry be the runner. I think Nancy. Macy Shinneberry is going to be the courtesy runner for Maddie Guggenbiller. And ladies softball, at any time that a pitcher or a catcher gets on the base, they can have a courtesy runner for them. There's no re-entry or anything like that. That's just part of it.
Yep.
So Sophie Pearson now about it. She's actually a little bit behind that.
Yeah, it looked like it. Strike there for the first pitch for Sophie.
Pitcher, Sophie Pearson. Kinsey Garkey's on deck. Hopefully we get to see Kinsey and Abby Knappy behind her hitting it.
That would be awesome. Sophie is a sophomore, and the pitcher, the ball gets past the catcher on that one. And our courtesy runner, who you said was Macy, right?
Macy
easily to second base. Yeah. Nice base running.
She's going to move over there. So 1-1 now our count. Hopefully Sophie gets a good swing in here.
Take one similar to the last one. That would be just fine by me. There we go.
Oh, gotta go. Gotta
it's
go.
Getting behind. Oh man, center field. Nice job.
Center fielder's been doing a great job.
She really did a nice hard hit to center field. Looked like maybe it was going to get overhead or possibly over the fence, but that center fielder just played that exactly the way you are supposed to in softball. A lot of people see those hits when you're playing outfield and they kind of react by taking a couple steps forward and then they lose the steps backward, but she did not. So that was an excellent job by the center fielder. Right now the score is 5-3. And once again, the Lady Indians are playing Jay County. And since I can't get my ads to work, I'm just going to read some of our sponsors down for FR Radio. We do appreciate all of the businesses that sponsor the radio. It's super nice to have this in such a small community that we can definitely support our athletic programs and other events as well. We have Fort Camp Excavating, Miracle Lanes, K&L, Kelp Pharmacy, Performance Therapy, Wayne Street Market, B&D Contracting, Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, Wangler Hardware, Tin Cupboard, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Hastings, and I believe that brings us back to the top. Unfortunately, I cannot get them to play tonight because who knows why. I'm sure Neil will let me know when I come back and talk to him next week, but for now, don't tell him.
Looks like, nope, Sophie's still pitching.
I saw Jackie warming up a little bit there, and I was wondering.
Jackie's warming up. Got to try something. It's really neat, and Coach Tim does a great job. Absolutely
sure does.
Great job. I'm going to get this first batter here for Jay County first. We've got to make sure of it, and we'll just go with it. I believe it is, I'm looking at my positions, it's got to be the left fielder, Haley Gillette. The umpire.
Haley Gillette was the pitcher.
Clayton's the pitcher. Number six.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry about that.
Number six. Haley Gillette, yeah.
Okay.
So, coming up for the Jay County Lady Patriots, left fielder Haley Gillette. Is your batter?
Gotcha. Well, I was looking
Haley
at the
Clayton.
Wrong one.
Same
Haley.
First name.
So, the pitcher is junior.
Is a junior.
Sorry about that.
5-3 our score here in the top of the fourth. It'd be really nice to get a 1-2-3 inning.
And we're towards the bottom of their lineup, correct?
Yes, 7, 8, and 9.
All right.
The Lady Patriots. Last time up, Haley grounded out to shortstop for a reason. And that time,
straight to
nice
the pitcher.
Job by Sophie Pearson. That had plenty of English on it.
Sure did. Yep, Sophie just handled that one nice and clean. Took her time with a little soft toss over to Jackie and getting the runner at first.
They're coming in up now for the Lady Patriots. Pitcher Haley Clayton. Is your batter? Haley last time up grounded to Sophie. So she was also 1-3.
A little bit of a high and outside pitch on that one. Nice stop though by Maddie. Maddie reminds me so much of her sister Taylor. It is killing me to not say Taylor. That was when I was watching my daughter play. Taylor is our catcher, and she was pretty tough as well.
I have that trouble a lot with the football players when I do PA. Strike on the low side, but that's
just
what
looking.
It's been called.
Yep.
I have a big time tendency to call younger brothers their older brother's name for at least the first couple games.
Yeah, it takes a minute.
It does.
And Maddie just plays the position exactly like her sister did, in my opinion. Looks
ooh,
all
nice.
Like her. Oh, pop up, Jackie. Oh, almost has it.
Nice try by Jackie.
Good effort.
Ball had a lot of spin on it. Spun right out of her glove, to be honest with you.
Jackie sure did.
Jackie did everything she could to get to it.
Yep, it was one of those I thought maybe she was going to recover.
So the pitcher, Haley Clayton, has a second breath here. Sophie's up 1-2. 1-2 is the count.
It was a foul ball, that's why we're...
It was, and then Sophie threw what looked to be a changeup, and Haley just showed the bat out there because she knew it was going to be a strike.
Yeah, Brenna, a nice fielding by Brenna. That was beautiful. What a beautiful play.
Looked good. Looked like ball players right
it
there.
It sure did. They didn't look cold at all.
No, they didn't. They're fooling us, right?
Brenna fielded that one really clean and had a nice rocket there to Jackie to get the out at first. So we have two outs.
We're coming up now for the Lady Patriots. catcher Maddie Rinker is your batter. Don't know how much they would have on unless you might come for it. That would almost, oh, you don't know. You don't know. That's what their coach is thinking.
Yep.
Runner's playing back. Jackie's pitch steps up.
Nice pitch. Looked like, sounded like she got a little piece of that one.
She did.
But,
bounced down and I think went off the inner thigh of Maddie Guterbelle. She's a little gingerly walking around back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, could have been. Yep, I believe so.
Singing the national anthem. So Sophie up 0-1 now.
Two outs. Get her swinging again. Pretty much same pitch it looked like. Same swing.
Sophie's looking pretty solid here.
She is. She is. Man, she has some... what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think. It'll come to me later. But she's really staying in here. It's a tough game to pitch.
It is. Just keep fighting.
That's right. Tries for a change up there, but a release point didn't quite work out, so that one kind of bounced in. But this batter looks like she definitely wants to swing, so I'd put one right at her eyes.
That's a good call.
If I could, Joe. Let's just say that. If I could.
I could, but it'd be about 6 foot in the air and then come back down.
Probably me too. Oh, it is. And field to Kelly.
And 1-2-3.
That was just a nice inning. Those girls played small, and they were just right behind it. Didn't get shook up. Nice job by Sophie hanging in there, and nice job by the infield. Good work.
Absolutely. So, after 3.5 complete, it still remains 5-3 here in the middle of the fourth inning, and coming up for the Lady Indians will be hitters number 6, 7, and 8. That's Kinsey Garkey, the center fielder. Abby Kanafke, the right fielder, and Callie Wendell, the second baseman. So you got here from the bottom of the lineup for the Indians is sophomore, freshman. And the last time they all hit, it was Abby got on base. Oh, yeah. It was a base hit, fly to center field, and base hit. So the young ones are doing pretty well for the league.
They sure are. I know before when you said, who'd we have? We had a freshman up, but a freshman on second, and these girls are not afraid to hit. You know, I was thinking the other day, especially after we beat Parkway, you would never know these kids did not have a season last year. You know it?
And a lot of it, I think you have to give to the coaching staff, Ryan Toon and Carrie Shane and all the rest of them, because all winter long, they were up at the sack, and isn't the sack a blessing?
It sure is. We are so lucky to have that facility.
Up the sack hitting. I've got multiple daughters playing. My youngest daughter, who's a seventh grader, is playing for Kerry, who's the Pony League coach. And I think, you know, they hit at least once a week all winter long.
That's what we need. That's how you build
that's
a program
what gets your programs
up.
Ahead.
Yep, it sure does. And it's hard when you have a sport that relies on the outdoors, because yeah. I think the sack was just built toward the end of Logan's last season that she played, and I remember going up there, you know, you can't practice catching at home in your basement. You gotta go somewhere where you can hit a ball, and I mean, they have the hitting cages up there, and yeah, that's awesome.
Huge difference. So coming up for the Lady Indians here in the bottom of the fourth inning, center fielder Kenzie Garkey is the batter.
And Kenzie had a nice hit.
Yes, she did. Kenzie got herself in a little bit of a funk for a couple of games.
I heard that.
And then she hit her way out of it. That's a good deal.
Do I say this on the radio or not? You know, sometimes you just have to, I think it was the Saturday game, Joe, right after we called a Friday night, and Kenzie's dad bought some corn off of us. Oh, pop up there by Kenzie. And he was unloading the corn, and he left to go to the ball game, and my husband sees him come back. And my husband went out there, and he was like, oh, my gosh, what is wrong? Is something broken on the bin? And he goes, no. Kenzie just dropped 4 fly balls. They pulled her out of the game, so I'm back. And I kind of chuckled just a little because I'm like, well, good thing nothing was broken. But I kind of felt bad for Kenzie, so yeah. Sound like she had a rough game or two there.
I kind of had her number right there. She likes
darn it.
High fastball.
Yep.
She's fouled off 2-0 and one of this. So Kenzie's the first out here in the bottom of the fourth. Abby Kanafke now our batter. Callie Wendell on deck.
And you know, these freshmen, I want to say little freshmen, because they aren't big girls. They are teeny. But man, they can hit it. They're just really amazing me here.
All of them have done a really good job
A little foul tip by Callie.
It's Abby.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Abby. My bad.
The easiest way to tell is a horse mane coming out of the back of her head.
I was just thinking that. She has beautiful hair. Must have got that from you, too, huh, Joe?
Yeah. Maybe 30 years ago. A little light on the hairline now. That's okay. Abigail down 0-1.
Oh, pop
and
up.
And that one won't be caught.
Thankfully, that one went just
now a little. Now she's down 0-2 in the count. She's got a fight here. You got to get something. Hopefully, I didn't give them the announcers cursed by saying that they were doing well. Kind of fun here, Joe. I know the game's going on with things too, but watching how the pitches move, Jackie warming up behind you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we have a great shot as long as she doesn't miss. Look scary. Oh, right. Oh, foul ball.
Killing it.
She's hanging in there. Whoa. Exactly, Joe. You missed that one.
Right.
I know. Jackie's just warming up back here beside us, and I said that comment, I think, just in time, because right as that happened, it hit the bricks about 2 feet from her head.
Abby, you still your batter down 0-2.
Oh, good job. Whew, you got to be proud of her for that one, right, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
They like to put them at their eyes at the end there on 0-2, and she did not take the bait on that one. She let that one come in as a ball.
Need a rip here from B with one out, ball in the fourth inning, and then down 2.
Inside? No? Maybe not. All right. Well, I thought that the umpire had called that a ball. But I
did too, especially by how much the catcher reached inside.
I really thought she did, but
she's got a lot better view than we do, right?
That is correct. So, yep.
Two outs now in the inning. Kelly, want to know your batter? That was more the one that she usually called.
Yep, it was. It almost looked like a changeup. I'm not sure on that one. It had a little something on it. Once again, the score is 5-3. Jay counting is ahead of the Indians. And this has been a battle. Nice hit by Callie. Is it gone?
Looking out for that. Can of corn left field.
Yep, headed to left field. I think it just got a little bit too much in the wind, and that ball didn't go as far as it looked like.
It killed
sure
it,
was.
Didn't it?
It sure did.
Come off the bat hard, and then it just killed it.
Yep, it sure did. All right. Joe, how'd we do that inning? Couple on base, right?
No.
Nobody?
We went down 1-2-3.
Darn it.
Had two strikeouts and a deep fly to left field.
That was it.
No hits.
Yeah.
No runs. On the game, the Lady Indians have 5 hits and 3 runs. The Lady Patriots are coming up here now in the top of the 5th inning. They have 5 hits and 5 runs. In the 3rd inning, the Lady Patriots only had 1 hit and scored 2 runs on a couple of errors. That's why you got to keep fighting, right?
That's
on,
right.
The St. Mary's game, which was Monday night, I believe.
Yep, I think it was.
Lady Indians were down at one time, 6-1.
Jeez.
Came back. Then we're down 8-5, and went into the top of the 7th inning and scored 4 runs to take a 9-8 lead.
Didn't that involve a home run again as well or not?
No
home run. Okay.
No.
Bunch of RBIs. Was that when Sophie had a boatload of RBIs Monday
Sophie
night,
had
maybe?
Sophie had a double that scored 2 in the top of the 7th.
Okay.
And then Abby had a base hit that scored. Abby Konecki had a base hit that scored 1. And then they were tied up, and Sophie was standing at third base, and a wild pitch scored her.
Oh my goodness!
And then they went up 9-8. And looking at it, the Lady Rough Riders, all of their losses have been by 1 run.
Oh.
And 3 of the 4 were an extra inning.
Oh man! So I do remember that one because we were supposed to call that one. It was supposed to be home. And I believe they switched it because their field was in better condition, so we didn't get a chance to call that game. And, afterwards I was like, boy, that is sure one I wish I could have seen.
Yeah, so coming up here for the Lady Patriots, first of all, Jackie Holmes is now our pitcher. Her and Sophie switched spots. Jackie threw one heck of a ball game Tuesday night. And coming up for the Lady Patriots is Taylor Brown.
All right, so we do have Sophie Pearson on first. Callie Wendell still on second. Chloe Greasy, is that correct, at shortstop?
Yes.
And Brenna Homan on third.
Yes. Coming up for the Patriots. Lead off. Second batter, third batter.
Oh, gets a piece of it. Goes to Chloe. Chloe's got a little bit of a bobble, darn it.
That was a tough hop.
It was.
That was a tough hop.
it looked like she was going to get right behind it there for a second, and then I think she thought she had it too, and sometimes you move just a little too quick with that confidence.
Well, it took the big hop, and then it took it short.
Yeah.
She did get a hold of that one.
So we have a runner on first. Nice, nice stop by...
second baseman, Olivia Bright.
I was stopping myself from saying Taylor. Maddie Dugan-Biller behind the plate. Had a nice stop there in that one and really has her eye on that runner on first base. And she looked like she was going, but she
Olivia
did not.
Olivia isn't getting cheated there at bat.
No.
That's full-out swing. And Jackie, it's 1-1 count here in the top of the fifth inning.
We have for Jay County... ball is in there.
Callie Wendell, no.
Oh, man, and it does
be picked up by Jackie. No, it's Sophie, sorry.
With,
about the switch.
Three players heading for that ball, but it just is right in the middle between second base, first base, and right field. And unfortunately, it did drop fair, only by, maybe a foot. So right now, we've got runners on first and second for Jay County. No outs.
Coming up the bat for the Lady Patriots. Third baseman, Aubrey Sweeterman. She's followed by Renna Sweeterman, the first baseman. We need to twist one here. That'd be great if we could turn a double play.
Boy, wouldn't it? The first pitch looked like it was a little bit outside. Got a ball on that one.
Got a hard shot right at Brenna at third base.
Yeah, Brenna's been doing a nice job fielding today.
Steps on it and goes one. Things could happen that way. That'd be awesome.
Take it. And that's exactly what happens. And Brenna goes to step on three. But, hey, well, Joe, that was a nice call. Pretty much went to Brenna, but she was just a little too far away from the base to make the double play. But nice job keeping that lead runner out.
So we still have two on. Runners at first and second. Coming up the bat for Lady Patriots. First baseman, Renna Sweeterman.
Okay, Joe, where do you want her to hit it? Let's try that again. How about a strikeout?
Ooh, she's been consistent.
Hey, yeah, she called it a strike. The ball is a little bit in the dirt there in front of Maddie, but you're right, she is consistent.
If you're going to ask, I'm going to say, I would like you to pop it straight up to Maddie.
We'll take that.
Home run in the silo. You get the out.
Ooh, a strike. Strikeout works, too. One more. This girl looks like she could really hit the ball.
And she has.
Does.
She had a deep fly ball to Kinsey her last at bat.
Okay, this is our first baseman, Renna Sweeterman. Got it.
And
she's a
yes.
Sophomore for Jay County.
She's a very good athlete. That's a good pitch by Jackie. She had her thinking.
Yeah, that one looked a little bit outside maybe.
Yeah, and she was 0-2.
Yep.
She went high. She went a little bit outside. So she's going to get it. Oh, she's going to do nothing. Jackie looking in for the sign. She's getting ready to come home.
Nice pitch down the middle. Goes straight to Brett again. Touched in. She, what, well, okay, so Brenna did exactly what she needed to do and got the lead runner. What Joe was getting all worked up there is, she could have made the throw to first, maybe get a double play. My mind was thinking the other way, like, oh man, don't make a wild throw. Sometimes that happens so often.
I don't disagree with you.
I know.
Coming up for
but
the Lady.
But good decision.
Yes, coming up for the Lady Patriots is center fielder Maddie Fraley, who has played some excellent defense for the Lady Patriots. So we've still got two runners on, one on first, one on second. We got two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Maddie Fraley, your batter.
It's a little piece of it again.
She's fighting.
She is, and she is not afraid to swing. This girl hasn't looked at many pitches today.
No, did you say she was a freshman?
I think I did. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Yep.
This is saying yes. She looks like she may have played a lot of ball. She's not afraid of too much of anything.
And she's just teeny. She is short and tiny, but boy, she can sure hit it. Oh, and she swings it one in the dirt. Maddie, nice job by Maddie.
Yep, there we go.
Swung it one in the dirt, and we'll take that for a strikeout. Boy, we couldn't have really asked for a better inning. Got ourselves a chance to get some action out there, but stayed ahead of that lead runner. The girls were hitting off Jackie. We'll take getting those outs.
Yeah, they started out the inning putting their first two base runners on. Runners at first and second, nobody out. and did not score. So great
That's
defense
awesome.
By the Lady Indians.
It really is.
And they only got one hit in the inning. They started off with an error, then they got a base hit, and then it was fielder's choice strikeout. So one hit and zero runs. Always fun to write down zero runs.
For sure.
And coming up for our Lady Indians, it will be, looks like there's going to be a pinch hitter. Macy Shinneberry is going to bat for Allison Knappe, it looks like. But we're not for sure of that yet.
All right. I'm just going to run through some of our sponsors quick since, like I said, my fancy commercials aren't working tonight, but we definitely want to give a shout out to our sponsors that help support Fort Recovery Radio. We just have a wonderful opportunity to have a radio station in our small town and bring our sports and other activities right to people in their homes or on their phones. We have Fort Camp Excavating, Miracle Lanes, K&L, Kelp's Pharmacy, Performance Physical Therapy, Wayne Street Market, B&D Contracting, Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers, Wangler Hardware, Tin Cupboard, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Hastings, and Hastings. There we go. Have to make some of our own advertising.
Macy Shinneberry, your batter.
So this is the first time at the plate for Macy, correct?
Yeah.
She was just a pinch runner in there in for Maddie before.
Courtesy runner,
that's right.
Courtesy runner.
Yep.
So I would have... Oh, you never want to assume. I would assume that she's going to go in the left field for Allison Knappe.
Okay. And Macy is a junior for Fort Recovery. Let's go. Shows the butt. A little pop-up butt, man. Oh, foul. Good That's effort awesome. There. Really was. She showed the bump, but didn't quite push it down enough, I don't think, to make it work exactly like she wanted to. Foul ball, though, so she's still hanging in there at the plate for Fort Recovery. Once again, the score is 5-3. Jay County is up by 2, and Macy Shinneberry is at the plate. Swing and a miss. Darn it. So, strikeout for Macy. Yep.
One out in the inning. Brenna Holman. Brenna Holman, our batter.
And this is the top of our lineup, so if we could really get something started, that would be that'd be awesome right now.
Absolutely.
What? Okay.
Called that a strike, I believe.
Did she call it that? Okay. Yep.
That's what the scoreboard says.
Yeah, she did say a strike, and I was just wondering if she called that a swing, since Brenna's got that
run up.
That motion on hers. Maybe she called it that she swung. I'm not real sure on that, because it looked awful high.
Okay, now you got a fight, Brenna. Down 0-2.
Yep.
She fouled that one off. Brenna down 0-2. Need our leadoff hitter to get up, get going.
We sure do. We have one out. And
Brenna on the game is 1-for-2. She grounded the shortstop. And then in the third inning, top of the third inning, she got a leadoff base hit. It's turned into her scoring, which a lot of times it does.
Yeah, for sure.
So 0-2 to count.
Ooh, a high pitch. Nice job.
1-2 now our count.
All right, so she's making a little bit of progress.
Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody
Let's
on.
To get
out.
Brenna on. She's a good base runner, and we can move her around.
Brenna's played a lot of softball, too. She's
yep.
a senior. She plays travel ball.
There you go.
High.
Going in between that right field and center. Man, for a second. I thought it was going to pop out of her glove, but it didn't happen.
It did come off the heel there, I will admit. Now two outs in the inning, and Jackie Holman, a batter. Pitcher Jackie Holman.
All right, so there is a, man, there is a lot of room out there. There's
there
a hole,
is.
I see it.
You got to hit it hard. You hit it up in the air, it's going to float.
All right, Joe, you tell us what we want, and it's going to happen again.
Just something in the green without somebody else being underneath it.
Oh, and it's in the air. I'm not going to even make it all the outfield straight to the shortstop. So, quick 3-3 down the inning for the Indians. Not really one that we enjoyed seeing, but hopefully we can get something started on our defense.
Yes.
Let's talk about the games that we have coming up this week one more time.
Tomorrow night we're home. Our ladies softball is home versus Anna.
Yep, 5 o'clock start on that game, correct?
Right.
Okay, Saturday it looks like softball has a quad at Salina. Inside source says maybe we're playing Crestview and...
Lincolnview.
Lincolnview?
Rumor has it.
Okay.
Rumor has it.
That first game is at 2 o'clock. Usually they play a game, and then they have a break or so, and then play another game, which is kind of nice. Makes for a little bit different of a Saturday. The boys host South Adams. It's a doubleheader. Starts at 11. Fort Ricard Radio is broadcasting the boys' game. And then next week, we will be back and broadcasting on Thursday for St. Henry. I know we have a home game Monday.
Yes.
Joe, do you know who that one is against? Man, I just looked before I walked out of school.
I know.
I'm thinking Wapak? No? Yes. Is that right? Maybe?
Maybe.
Anyways,
maybe.
We'll get to that. But the girls do have a home game Monday, but we will not be broadcasting that one. We'll be back on Thursday.
Coming up for Lady Patriots, shortstop Riley Brewster is your daughter. She's going to be followed by, it's supposed to be Haley Gillette. But I see another girl in the on-deck circle without a helmet on.
Me neither. What number was it? 6?
It was.
That should be Haley Gillette.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just haven't seen her without a helmet on.
Yeah. Which is a good thing she remembered it. That happens.
Riley Brewster a batter.
Whew. That was
you're
way
in the
outside.
Top of the sixth inning. Lady Indians need to put a couple together, but to be honest with you, Lady Indians got power.
They do.
They get the right pitch at the right time, we can get pretty close pretty quick.
They do, and this is one of those nights, you know, the weather's not super fantastic. It's a little windy. They're a little cold. We just got to get something started.
I don't disagree with you. I guess on the positive side of things, I've been to ladies' softball games where it was sleeting and hailing.
I was actually just thinking that. I remember a game where we had sleet, rain, and hail all in one game, and Devin Post was standing at first base. And she had to put her hand in front of her eyes because she couldn't even keep her eyes open before the, I think it was this same umpire, too, finally said, hey, maybe we should take a break. Wow.
That's got a gap, too.
Oh, boy.
She's going to run.
That one went between right field and center. It looks like she's rounding and going for 3. The ball's into the dirt there to second base. But, boy, that was a triple.
Yes.
And that was a well-deserved triple. It was a hard hit.
Well hit.
It sure was.
Heard another rumor. These same Lady Patriots had multiple home runs in that game last night, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But now, Haley Gillette, the batter for the Lady Patriots.
I believe
Haley on the evening is 0-2. As Jackie starts
off. Nice pitch.
Yep, for a strike. The runner at third.
You know, I think I remember seeing Chris's Twitter feed about that last night and thinking surely it was a typo because the score was so high. Okay, gets a little pop and grounder to Brenna, but whew, thankfully Sophie hangs on to that at first base and we do get the out, but it does score 1 for the Indians.
Yes.
Nice stretch there for Sophie at first, though. That wouldn't have been so hot if we kept that runner on, had that ball get loose. So nice play by Brenna and Sophie.
And I will say you had talked about Haley Clayton, your batter, talked about them being aggressive as soon as that ball was hit.
Yeah.
The girl was taken off.
She was. There was no hesitation, and I thought the same thing. That must be how Jay County plays.
Yeah.
I mean, because there was not a force to that runner on third. She could have hung out there, but, she was going.
Right. And it's tough. Like, in baseball, they always say, watch the runner, look the runner, look the runner. You don't have time to do that in ladies' softball.
Not really.
You
always try, but...
Right.
You do that, and you're going to lose your runner on first.
So score now 6-3, Jay County over Fort Recovery here in the top of the 16. Haley Clayton, your
ball. Yep, strikes. That was kind of a little check swing, but a little too far. So the umpire called that as a strike.
Well, I think the count's 0-2 instead of 1-1.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah,
there it is. They're saying 1-2 now, maybe.
That's a good pitch.
I was waiting to hear him call that. I was waiting.
Yeah, I haven't seen a call or anything in the plate.
That one was just slid right in over the plate, maybe.
2-2.
All right, officially it's 2-2. With 1 out. Nice job. Gets her going down swinging. Shoo, we needed that one right there.
So now coming up is the number 9 hitter, Leah Well, that's somebody different than what I got.
Number 11?
Not even.
Or number 10, what do we got?
That was number 10.
Number 10 is Rhea Champ?
Rhea.
Rhea, thanks, Chris. She is a freshman.
Rhea, what was her last name?
Champ. C-H-A-M-P.
Just like the old cop here in town.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yep.
Rhea Champ, your battle. Two outs, one in here in the top of six, honey.
And it says she is a freshman. Gets a little piece of it. Foul ball. Back into the fence. It sure was, right?
Nice.
Looks like she could really put that ball out there if she wanted to.
Yeah, that was nice. She wasn't holding back even a little bit there.
Nope. And you know when it's a sixth inning and you just get in to hit, you just want to hit, you know?
Right.
You just want to swing the bat and get something going.
There are some freshmen that would be nervous.
Right. She doesn't look like one. It's a nice little changeup. And it gets through, goes to Chloe. Nice job. Just gets past Sophie a little bit, or not Sophie, I'm sorry, Jackie a little bit there. And, nice job by Chloe to stick with that one because that could have been trouble. All right, so, if you haven't been with us all night and you're just tuning in, I'm having a little bit of trouble running the ads. So right now we are going to talk about our MAC softball standings as of April 15th. So we have Coldwater is 5-3 overall. They're 1-0 in the MAC. Fort Recovery is 10-2 overall. 1-0 in the MAC as well with that nice win against Parkway. We have played a lot of games. So Minster is 1-0 in the MAC. And 7-3 overall. So right now, Coldwater, Fort Recovery, and Minster are tied for the top of the MAC, which is, sounds just really exciting. Just to say that, Joe. I know it's only 1-0, but that's really something for this team. They are tough. So we also have a tie for fourth place, obviously, because there haven't been many games. New Bremen, Parkway, and St. Henry are all 1-1 in the MAC. Bremen's record is 5-7 overall. Parkway is 6-1 overall. And St. Henry is 5-7 as well. So, you know, that loss we dealt Parkway potentially could end up being kind of a big thing in the run for the MAC. I hate to say that. I know it's super early. Joe's going to be like, don't think it.
No,
but,
no, you don't know.
But it really could be a big thing with the record. You know, they got a record of 9-1. So, Versailles, actually, we're talking about Versailles being a good team this year. Versailles is 5-3. They are 0-1 in the MAC. Not sure who they lost to. Anyways, and Marion Local, one Minster. Marion Local is at the bottom of the MAC at the moment. They're 0-2, and their record is 3-7. So you know everybody has some wins. Everybody has more than a couple wins. So I think these teams have had a pretty good start to their seasons for the MAC. Ooh, that was a high pitch.
So coming up for our
new
Lady
pitcher?
Indians.
No?
Chloe Greasy, the shortstop.
Same pitcher.
She's going to be followed by Maddie Gutenberg. Yeah, it's the same pitcher.
Okay.
Like what I said from the staff,
yeah.
I think
she's the pitcher. Everything.
So one over drill, throw for them, and her ERA was like unbelievable because they had all the stats in and stuff.
Yeah.
I think she got hit pretty hard.
Okay.
So, but that happens too. You know, you have your on nights and your off nights.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Low count. Chloe.
Ooh.
Get out.
Okay, that ball is going out into the stands.
Right to Jake Garkey. He plays
into
it on the hop.
There you go. Nice follow through on that throw. Kind of looked like a basketball. Phew. Good thing that one went foul. We'll take that.
2-1 now our count. Chloe. Chloe's going to be followed by the catcher, Maddie Guggenbiller. And then by the first baseman, Sophie Pearson. The girls get a little something going here in the bottom of the sixth.
Oh man, another foul, and that one's going way over the backstop.
Chloe's just a fuzz late.
Yeah.
Fuzz late, like I don't know if she's not picking up right away, but either way, she can hit it.
I'd love to see her do that right now.
Absolutely. 2-2 account.
We have no outs. We are in the bottom of the sixth inning here at Fort Recovery. Another one up in the air. Yes, it is fair. Man, I will. For how that started, Joe.
Yes.
I did not think that was going to be a base hit, but wow, that worked out. Yep, just landed right in bounds, and it was enough between second base. Had to pull her out to the grass and had to bring right field in for that one, and nobody could quite get to it. So nice job by Chloe.
Catcher Maddie Guggenbiller is our batter.
took a home run. Last time, when I was here, it was over the scoreboard.
Ooh. That's the first time pitch I've seen your pulse, right?
Yep.
Nobody's out, one on.
This is definitely a hitter's game tonight. We haven't had any walks, have we?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either.
I don't believe so.
And, I mean, a few strikeouts swinging or looking, but we've definitely...
No walks.
Definitely
for sure.
Lots of hits.
I know we had at least one strikeout looking on our side. At least one.
Okay. Maddie is taking the signs from Coach Tin, who is coaching third base.
We have had three strikeouts.
Okay.
Sure. Just underneath it.
Nice strong cut by Maddie, but couldn't quite get it just yet.
1-2 will count. She would have contacted the bat. I don't know if it would have landed yet.
Head to cold water.
Might have Steve Smith's back towards
there. There we go. She gets it up in the air, though. Lots of time to get under, but you never know. Man. Ooh. Look at that. Throwing it back to first. They almost looked like they were thinking about sending Chloe to second base there. And boy, I tell you, who got that one? Was that second base? Shortstop. Shortstop. She was on it, man. You could tell as soon as she caught it, she knew where she was looking to look Chloe back to first. So
coming up now for Lady Indians, first baseman Sophie Pearson.
So right now we have one out on the score, 6-3. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Indians are playing a tough Patriot team, but everybody's working really hard for this one tonight. It's not going to be easy.
Too many things going on.
I shouldn't have complimented your multitasking skills, Joe.
Absolutely. Yikes. Not such a jinx. So Sophie is now a batter, and she is up in the count. One out.
Nice hit. Ground ball hard. Oh, man. Right to second. This, I cannot say a thing about that play. Joe, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Jay County makes just a textbook play. Holy moly, I got to say. I guess maybe it's where we're standing as well, but...
I'm actually surprised she didn't tag it.
I know, me too, but that ball was hit to shortstop.
Second baseman.
Yes, to second base, who flips it to the shortstop, who happens to be right where she belongs, on second, and makes the throw right to first for the double play. You can't take anything from that team for that play.
Absolutely. Now...
Nice hit!
Kenzie
gets it right in front of center field.
Okay.
Phew, got a runner on second and first. Two outs.
So coming up now to bat for the Lady Indians, right fielder Abby Kanapke. So we got runners on first and second.
Yep, we have two outs, bottom of the sixth. Abby gets a little piece of this. We will take it.
Two out rally. Love
to see her get in. Ooh, drop. Oh, Jesus. How'd that girl catch that? What? It catched by the pitcher. Yep, this little pop-up was heading foul here toward the first baseline. And, man, that pitcher tripped over the catcher to get to the ball, but nice catch.
That was two great defensive plays in that inning.
They sure were. You know, that tells me a lot about that team, what just happened right there.
Absolutely.
I mean, this team may not have played many games, but they played a lot of ball.
Yes.
They really just kind of, what's the word, like an innate ability. They know where the ball's going. They know where it's supposed to be. Good team.
Good ball.
They are.
Playing great ball.
They are.
So coming up for the Lady Patriots here in the top of the seventh inning will be number 1, 2, and 3 hitters.
All right, so a little bit. And this week, Neil gives us all kinds of fun information. I just have to pay attention to it. So for Tuesday's games, the games that we had on Tuesday, this is past tense, Coldwater beat Marion Local 12-1. That game was at Marion Local. Fort Recovery, we've talked about it, beat Parkway 11-4. Which was a heck of a game. That game was at Parkway as well. And New Bremen beat St. Henry 11-0. And that game was at St. Henry. So for this week, home field advantage has not been a thing for the MAC. Today, the MAC games, we have Parkway at Minster.
Today.
That's what I see, yep. Okay. Parkway at Minster, St. Henry at Coldwater, and Marion Local at Versailles.
So leading off for the Lady Patriots will be Taylor Brown. And you guys are probably hearing me over the radio. I also am a PA announcer, so I'm trying to... That's what we're talking about, multitasking. As Taylor Brown's the jockey of the pitcher. She'll go to first base for the first out in the inning.
And Joe's got the official, unofficial maybe book going on right here, too.
I don't know if there's anything official about it.
There's something about it.
It's good for us.
That's right. It works.
So, coming up to bat now, Olivia Bright for the Lady Patriots.
So, see, it just kind of works out. Joe's voice carries over both speakers.
I will say the good Lord gave me a voice that carries it.
I'm sure. I have a comment, but I won't say it now. No, I'll wait till we're off the air.
That's okay. The Lady Indians are down 3.
Ooh, just a little foul ball.
These Dade County Patriot ladies swing.
They do.
They don't get shorted on anything.
Nope.
Second baseman Olivia Bright is now down 0-2.
They are not afraid to swing, that's for sure.
One out here in the top of the seventh inning. Nice change up.
Is, okay, I was thinking.
Not only that, but she threw it high. So
yeah.
Slow and change the eye level.
No, it was a little different, wasn't it? In Jay County, their dugout too. They are talking. They're talking. Yeah, looks like she really wants to hit this.
No, and that's a big thing with any high school sport. And I've had coaches, I've had players that, oh, that's a tweener.
Boy, that was nice dropped, didn't it? What kind of English do you call that one?
I don't know. It would have hit the ground, I think it would have backed up.
It's
been a perfect sandwich for me, but anyway, 2 outs now in the inning.
Kind of sounded like a watermelon when she hit it. It just
it
must
did.
Have hit a kind of dead
bats,
spot.
Too.
Yep.
Now up the bat for the Lady Patriots. Aubrey Sweeterman, third baseman.
And Aubrey's a senior for Jay County.
Big out right here. We got her.
Yeah, nice low strength.
Loretta.
Yeah, and these two are hitters.
And I'm very interested. Sweeterman, because I think both you and I know a lot of the Sweetermans.
Yep.
Are they, who's their parents? Or who's
Chris?
Their Chris?
Come on, Chris. Oh!
High fly ball, canicorn. Camping. Caught.
Right there. Nice job, Kenzie.
Kenzie Garkin makes the play. And after 6.5 complete, the Lady Indians needing to score some runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're down 6-3.
That was a nice inning. We are. I'm just going to talk a little bit here about Dade County's coaching staff, since I can't quite get my ads to work. So, head coach for Dade County is Tricia Green. We have assistant coach Victoria Towell. Junior varsity coach is Kendra Lyons. Their athletic trainer over at Dade County, Spencer Tonner, and they have managers Peyton Chapman and Mallory Winner. Dade County has a heck of a ball team. They've been doing a really nice job today. Fort Recovery's been trying to hang in there. Right now we're only down by 3, and those 3 pretty much happened the first inning, so if we could just get something going and come right back here, that would be amazing.
Coming up for our Lady Indians here in the bottom of the 7th are numbers 8, 9, and then 1. So that's Callie Wendell, Macy Shinneberry, and Brenna Homan. Just while you were speaking, Jill.
Yep.
Talking to Chris over here beside us, and he wrote a note. There has only been 1 batter this evening that has had 3 balls in the count.
Jeez, and Pete.
So that means everybody else has hit it before it's got the 3 balls. And no luck. Lady Indians have struck out
crazy.
3 times. Half the lift 4 times. Chris is beside me. He's got the notes right there. He's got the one on. Callie hits it to the first one.
Oh my goodness, what a stretch by that first baseman.
That was another great defensive
man,
play.
It
great
sure was. Play. It sure was.
And things are going right. Now, Macy Shinneberry about it. Then Brenna Homan will be the leadoff on deck. I'm going to say it again here. Macy Shinneberry about it. Get something going. Macy with a swing and a miss. She's now down 0-1. Indians down to the last two outs. Unless they can score three runs. Macy is 0-1. There's the punt. She does punt right at the first baseman who is about right.
Once again plays the first.
And Cicero to post for the second out inning. Literally, Jay County's third baseman, I believe, is Aubrey Sugarman. Was two steps away from home plate, it seemed like.
Jason. Neal is telling me we need your volume a little louder. So I turned you up and maybe he said move it a little closer to your mouth. Maybe. Look at that. You said you were loud in here and I'm telling you, we need you louder, Joe.
There, I can hear myself better.
Oh, well, there you go.
Brenna home in the senior now. Takes one high for a ball.
Ooh, two outs.
Here we go.
All right, we can do it on two. Sometimes all we need is a little bit of pressure to get things going.
Sometimes you can be epic. The comeback coming on.
That's
here.
Right.
And I don't know what it is, but we've hit a lot of pop-ups.
We have.
Tonight.
A lot.
I wonder if it is the way that the pitch was thrown to us.
Could be to try some kind of spin on the ball.
Six hits so far on the evening. And scored three runs. We've had four strikeouts. Nobody's walked. Like I mentioned.
Yeah.
Running now.
Nice grounder. Hard hit. But man, second.
Bowling.
Wow.
You
think?
Why wouldn't they be?
They sure.
You know what I mean? They come in and play the great
wow.
game.
They sure came ready to play. And these girls, their defense is, I think, I mean, their hitting was spectacular, but their defense is what really made the game tonight, too. They just didn't, there wasn't very many errors.
No, not at
They're
all.
They just weren't.
And in all honesty, while you were talking earlier, Chris and I were talking a little bit, and, you know, it's two very good ball teams. The difference is that we had more errors than they did.
Yep.
And that's really the difference. They played spectacular softball.
Yeah.
Defensively, and they hit it.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, we held them to six runs. I think last night, I don't know how many they scored, but it was a bunch.
Yeah.
But it's not a MAC game.
No.
This is one to learn from.
It sure was. And I was just thinking that, like, what a great game to play. You don't want to take a loss, but if you can learn something just from the game to take with you to the MAC. The other thing that I got to say is Jay County, their composure, like that second baseman right there, they're ready. The ball, it's like, come to me. Give me that ball. I know exactly what to do with it. Where we look like we're a little, just still a little bit nervous, you know, when the ball gets hit to them, that they're just having to take one extra second to think about where to go with that ball.
Right.
Yep.
Definitely agree. So, not very many stats. We can talk about from here and from there. I don't want to bore you with everything, but Jay County, who was the visiting team, got the 6-3 win. They ended up with seven hits on the night, scoring six runs. Unofficially, the Lady Patriots struck out four times, and the Lady Indians also struck out four times.
So that was pretty darn even, wasn't it?
It was. The Lady Indians had six hits on the night, but they only scored three runs. And as I've mentioned, that one inning, it was a sixth inning for Jay County, I believe. Excuse me. No, it was a third inning. They only had one hit and scored two runs.
Yeah.
And there was only five batters up. So, anyway, pardon me there. I had a daughter handing me stuff. I guess I think I should do more, huh?
That's right. Come on, Joe. Multitask. Let's get a new word for it. So yeah, overall, hate to take the loss tonight, but man, what a nice game. What a nice game of softball. It's way more fun to see something like that happen than a bunch of walks or a blowout. So nice job by the Lady Indians. Nice job by the Patriots. This is Jill Ranley with Joe Konopke. We'll hopefully do a better job of getting some advertisements next time. Neil, I'm sure, will give me another tutoring session and figure it out real quick. But we'll be back on Thursday. when the Indians play St. Henry Redskins at home. And they also have a home game tomorrow that if you don't have anything to do tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the Indians will be playing Anna at Fort Recovery. And that's it for us. Joe, see you next week.
Yes.